And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Let me ask, how grateful are you? Now, I want to refine that question a little, because most of us have a great deal to be grateful for. But I want to apply the idea of gratefulness to something that we not only take for granted, but regularly ignore year after year, failing to express our appreciation and gratitude for the freedom, the opportunity, and the right to live in a democracy. Do you know how many people in the world live in a full democracy? Only about 15%. That's 1/5. That means that 85% of people do not have the same opportunity that we do. I suggest that is something to be very grateful for. And yet, the reality is we seldom give it a second thought. Most of us know the numbers. Only about 50% of eligible voters turn out for municipal and provincial elections. Put another way, half of us do not give a damn about the wonderful opportunity we have of living in a democracy. Half of us are ungrateful freeloaders, having access to all the benefits of a democracy and yet not exercising the minimum effort of showing up and voting once every 4 years. That's not only ungrateful, it's stupid. It's like owning a car and never checking or changing the oil, like ignoring the engine that runs the car. But this year, we have two chances to demonstrate our gratitude. Or, if we're not grateful, to sit at home under a cloud of apathy and resignation and not vote. There's a provincial election June 7th and a municipal election October 22nd. And it's time for every able-bodied man and woman in Northumberland to show their gratitude, to do, at the very least, the one thing they can do to demonstrate that they recognize their good fortune to live in Canada in a great community, and not in countries that are home to 85% of people who do not have a full democracy. But just voting is a minimum. We need to do much more to protect our freedom and democracy, to ensure we never lose what we take for granted. Politicians and their empty rhetoric and unqualified resumes are so underwhelming that half of us have checked out of the democratic process. And most of us know that we're not doing enough to support our democracy, participate in it, and protect it. We're just going along with a shrug and a what are you going to do attitude, leaving it up to too many underachievers. If we really want to express our gratitude, we need to walk the talk. Get up out of our easy chairs, coffee shops, and comfort zones. Join the local ratepayer groups and political activist groups. Go to council meetings and be aware of how your money's being spent. Do something. And if you're really grateful and qualified, consider running for office. By the way, nomination papers for local elections can be filed between May 1st and July 27th of this year. And for the half of you who did not turn out and vote last time, and who are at least a little grateful that you don't live in Syria, Hungary, Russia, and Russia's new best friend, the United States of Donald Trump, the least you can do is get out and vote on June 7th and October 22nd. Think about it, and then do something.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.